It's a pandemic that has destabilized all areas of life, and now it's set to disturb the dead too. COVID-19 is taking dozens of lives daily across South Africa, and mortuaries are not coping. Mlandeli Madlala is a manager at the Kings and Queens Funeral Parlor in Johannesburg.
The bodies that we are bringing in, that we are collecting from the hospitals, they are more than the bodies that we are taking out for burial. We'll be able to take maybe 4 bodies out and collect 10 bodies in.
Another undertaker, George Lolo from the Phoenix Mortuary, also in Johannesburg, says the delay in processing burial documents has meant that the facilities are overflowing.
The pressure we're taking, that the bodies come in and we can't keep them for 2 weeks or else they'll pile up. So we need them to be going out as quick as possible.
A number of cities are reportedly running out of burial space. However, Pepe Das, chairperson of the South African Cemeteries Association, says it's a problem the association has been raising for the past 20 years.
There's huge challenges because even if you look at, you know, the vast swathes of land that may seem available, they have to be suitable for actual burials. The sand, you have to be able to excavate it with hand tools.
But COVID-19 is not South Africa's only source of burial headache. A study by the South African Medical Research Council shows that the number of natural deaths has increased by up to 60% in the past few weeks. With the COVID-19 case surge expected to last until September, there are suggestions that traditional burial methods should be replaced by modern ones. These include cremation and burying more than one person in a single grave. Others are even suggesting mass graves, an idea facing fierce resistance in a country where the dead are still revered. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.